The first thing, it seemed like in these times, and then we're going to pray, we're going to read the scripture, and I'm going to pray a special prayer with you. It seemed like in these times we are separated and that we need to stay in the Spirit. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day in the book of Revelation. I heard and I saw some things because I was in the Spirit. So I want everybody to forward this morning. You're going to need to be in the Spirit. I'll be dealing with some things that you need to be in tune. But I thought about it when they were praising and how in Acts, and it's not my text, 16:25. Write that down, Acts 16:25, because it reveals these times. It seemed like we're in jail, separated. I think I have 12 people here, 12 or 13 people here. And the praises are really doing their job. I watch those girls. I'm talking about my praises now, who's singing. They're just in the Spirit. And you listen to them, they take it right in the Spirit, every one of them. And it's because of good leadership. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about how Terry lead them. In the 25th verse, it said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Just Paul and Silas. And sing praises unto God in jail. So, I mean, we got 12 here. Paul and Silas, just those two in jail. They prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And so we got to stay in praise. And you see that? And then great things happen, miracles happen because of that. I want you to turn your Bible to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, then I'm going to pray a prayer, miracle prayer with you. Well, I want to, because I'm going to teach on faith again, but there's some aspect of faith we want to teach this morning to the body of Christ. In Romans 12, and in reading this, I want you to know all in the first three verses that it's possible for your body, your soul, and your spirit to operate in faith. It's possible for your body, your soul, and your spirit to connect together and operate in faith. I know it's a little foreign because we talk about just your spirit, but I see God through His Word bringing your body in, showing you how to bring your body in the supernatural, how to bring your soul in the supernatural, how to function in your spirit in the supernatural. So I'll just read those verses, then we'll pray, and then we'll get into the Word. So the first thing he bring in, the Apostle Paul, bring your body in. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Who presents your body? You, right? Holy, acceptable unto God. And then he said, what is your reasonable service? Now you go on and look up all them translation and what you want to look at, but I see it that I have the divine ability and the divine right to present my body to God. I think you need to do that on a daily basis. And then he goes to your soul in the second verse, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now we say the renewing of your mind, it's talking about your soul, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So now, in your mind and in your soul, there's three dimensions, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So if your mind or your soul is out of order, you're not going to be able to do it. But God give us the right and give us the power to do it. Then he talks about faith. You talk about this measure of faith in the third verse. In some weeks I've been teaching about this measure of faith, how to increase it, how to mature in that measure. You got enough, but you just got to develop it. So the third verse, if I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, this statement of faith or this prayer of faith, I prayed myself. I want you to listen to it. I want it to be on tape so you can go ahead and record it and begin to pray it. Lord Jesus, you opened the way for me to know God personally. You came back from the dead and sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in me. Now, the ministry that you begin, listen now, is continued through me. I'm talking to everybody who listens to me. Religion distorted God's image. But you reveal what he is like. He created me to be like him. I am his offspring. You are my model. I choose to emulate you. The life that you live is the life I now live. Put yourself in this position. The spirit that anointed you now function through me. My goodness. Understanding that, unlock your miracle life in me. Understanding that unlocks your miracle life in me. Say that. Understanding that unlocks, and unlocks is plural, your miracle life in me. God did his work through you. Come on. Now it is continued through me. You came to do God's will. Now his will is realized through my life. Religion is a ritual. Your miracle life is you alive in me. My mission is to share your life and love with others. Jesus, you begin to do and teach a new way to God. You showed me his life and love in action. Thank you. Now listen very carefully. Say it all over the world. Listen. Thank you for continuing what you began through me. Your miracle life is unlocking me. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Record this subject. Developing ever-increasing faith through the finished work of Christ. Very important that you catch the whole thing. If you don't catch the last part, you won't be able to do it. Developing ever-increasing faith through the finished work of Christ. Listen, there is no limit to faith and what it can accomplish. Did you get that? Listen, I want you to get that. I want the Holy Spirit to work with it. Listen, there's no limit to faith and to what it can accomplish. By constantly flowing in the finished work of Christ. Now that's the cross, that's the blood, that's the resurrection, that's the ascension, that's his seated position, and that's the sending of the Holy Spirit. See, that's the complete. And then he coming back again. But the finished work of Christ, I want to teach you how to consistently increase your faith through the finished work of Christ. I'll give you some things that put you on a cutting edge here. Without understanding the finished work of Christ, your faith is trying to operate without grace. That's a powerful statement. Let me say it again, because I want the Holy Spirit to have an opportunity here around the world to bless people alive. Without understanding the finished work of Christ, your faith is trying to operate without grace. Profound truth is given us in Ephesians 1:3, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And the only way your faith is going to be able to grasp Ephesians 1:3 is going to have to understand the finished work of Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. How? How did he do this? The cross, the death of Christ, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, then Christ gave instruction, then the ascension of Christ, and then he took his place back at the right hand of the Father. That's how he did it. So we can have elaborate scriptures, and we can have confessions, but the miracle work of God operate through the finished work of Christ. Your faith in the finished work. And that's where miracles are going to break out in the body of Christ, understanding that it's faith needs to know it's already done. I say your faith, no matter what you come up against, no matter what fight you're in at this moment, your faith, oh, hallelujah, must know that your victory is already won. There's a scripture for that. We'll get to it. 1 John 5:4. There's a scripture for that. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But it's the reason it overcome the world, your faith has already overcome anything come up against you. But it's in the finish, understanding the finished work of Christ and understanding, listen, that you are operating in Christ's faith, according to Galatians 2:20. All right. All right. Now, go back to Romans 12:3. I'll make a statement that's going to prepare you for this type of faith. All faith is grace-based. All faith is grace-based. When that statement is made, all faith is already finished. That's why Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, because not seen means physically not seen, but it's already done in the finished work of Christ. How many see that? See, all faith is grace-based. That Romans 12:3, that's why Paul, for I say through the grace given unto me. See, grace has to be in place for faith to work properly. What I say? See, grace, the word grace, put all the finished work in place. When you see the word grace, it means that God did something for us we don't deserve, but it's a favor from God. So when your faith works, oh my, this is, thank you, Leroy, I don't hear this myself. When your faith works in the favor of the finished work of Christ, you're not gonna ever lose a battle. See, faith need to be able to deal with temporary delays. Because whatever you're using your faith for, and it hasn't manifest, all it is a test and a temporary delay. Because there's nothing, absolutely nothing, no power, she's singing, undefeatable. Unstoppable. You remember just singing that a few minutes ago? That's right. Faith is undefeatable, unstoppable, and something else she said. Undefeatable, unstoppable, unbeatable. Faith is. Your faith is undefeatable, unstoppable, and unbeatable. What? See, now, this is not religion.
Right.
This is revelation. This is not information. This is instruction. This, you got to have illumination. The Holy Spirit has to work with your faith. If your faith is going to work in grace, the Holy Spirit has to work with it. You can't go by what you see. You can't go by what you feel. You can't go by if your faith is going to increase. Listen to what we're talking about. Developing ever-increasing faith through the finished work of Christ. You can't go by what you feel. You can't go by what you see. You can't go by what somebody else say. You can't go by the world system. You can't go by politics. You can't go by none of that. Can't go by science. You can't go by psychology. See, faith is not science. Faith is not psychology. Faith is not political. So you have to know you're standing on solid ground. Members, you're standing on solid ground. Build your faith. Use your faith. Increase the measure. Mature as you listen to the word of God. All faith is grace-based. All faith is used properly, has God's favor on it. Nothing can stop God's favor. Nothing can stop God's grace. And the third thing I want you to know, grace keeps faith operating in supernatural favor that already given. Supernatural favor. See, the cross is God, for God so loved the world. It's supernatural favor that is already given to us. It's already done. Everything you're praying about, everything you confessing, every victory you need, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every victory you need is already done in the finished work of Christ. Your miracle, your sign, your wonder, whatever you need to happen, the favor of God is powerful enough to do it, connected with your faith. But your faith got to operate in the finished work of Christ.
Yes.
Your faith must come to the gripping of the fact that all things are already yours.
Yes.
Oh, it's not finished work. Turn to John 19:30. That's what we're working with. John 19:30. That's the man text. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, oh my goodness, look what he said. It is finished. Bow your head and give up the ghost. And nothing else can be done now. It's all over. It is finished. See, when your faith abide in that revelation that it is finished, you can bow your head and go to sleep. Because nothing can stop you. See, faith does not operate on facts. Faith operate in favor. Faith operate, now watch it, I'm gonna get down further and show you. Faith operate in truth. Truth is the fuel for faith. I'm preaching better than y'all listening. Truth is the fuel, not what you're going through. Not what you need, because it's already yours. Your faith takes you in territory that you can't explain to nobody else. Are you following me? All right. What happens when the truth, revelation of faith and grace start working fully together? Or what happened when the twin revelation of faith and grace start working fully together? It's a faith and grace is a twin revelation. They run together. Now I want you to add the Bible. I see that the Bible work in trinities, threes, and they work in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then the Bible works in the number seven, which is completion. I've noticed that in my study over the years. I need you to add this Trinity to your faith. I think it's 2 Timothy 1:7, if that's the right scripture. God have not given us the spirit of fear.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That's the right scripture?
Yes,
for God have not given us the spirit of fear. And the Lord said, tell them, add these three. They're going to have ever-increasing faith, because fear is the opponent of faith. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
But faith and favor whip fear every time. Yeah, pause. You pause. Let your faith kick in. Let the grace of God kick in. But these three things, power. Now, power, whenever you see the word power, most of the time it's talking about dunamis. It's talking about resurrection power. Resurrection power. Your faith must operate in resurrection power. Can I hear you?
Yes.
Your faith from this day forward must operate in resurrection power. In other words, nothing from this day forward will be able to hold your faith down. Always remember, the third day has to come in faith. Yeah, the third day got to come. I don't care if it's the third month, it's the third day. Faith coming up. Faith, keep faith alive.
Yes.
Faith going to rise up. If you operate in faith properly,
yes,
you operate in the finished work of Christ,
yes,
you already have your image of how things working. Those 3 days Christ was in the grave, it looked dark, and everybody was on a wonder how he going to come out. And he had saved, destroyed his temple in 3 days, I rise it up again. But people said, oh, I wonder if he's coming out. You know, they had people worried. They said, this is the end of the first day, ain't nothing happening. You know, that's the way your faith is. Your faith sometimes look like it's in the grave. But when you have a revelation, children, God, even now with this pandemic, listen, we ain't in no grave. We already resurrected. We got our Father taking care of us. Somebody shout the victory. This dunamis power you add. You add love. And then you say a sound mind. Anytime you see the word mind, conscious, image, he's talking about training your soul. Training your soul to connect properly with the power of God. Are you here?
Yes.
All right, let's go. This is the day that all impossibilities vanish from your life.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again because I want the Spirit to peel back the cover off of this. When your faith is constantly increasing, unending, unlimited, infinitum, in the finished work of Christ, because the finished work of Christ, there's no end to it. No, the finished work of Christ is just constantly flowing, constantly doing things. So this is the day that all impossibility vanish from my life. Say, this is the day. Turn to Matthew 19:26. Hallelujah. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them. Now, don't just let him say it to them. Jesus still talking, so you got to let the scripture come alive. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them. Now, if he said something good to them, I want to hear it. I want to hear it right here this morning. I want to hear it right now. I don't want to go to no religious service here. I want to hear Jesus saying this same word to me right now. Yes, what he said. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, I just took the text. You got to read it. You'll see dealing with something that men think impossible, but nothing is impossible with God. The same scripture hold in Mark 10:27. Go over that, Mark 10:27. We're talking about this is the day that all impossibility vanished from my life, because now my faith is not based on how things look. It's not based on what one man preach. It's based on the finished work of Christ. Good God Almighty. Based on the finished work of Christ. It's already done. What I'm believing for is already done. My faith just grab it and bring it to me. My faith bring manifestation. My faith bring demonstration. My faith brings miracles. My faith brings signs. My faith brings wonder. My faith raise up what is dead in my life. So I'm not dealing, I don't care what the news made to say, I don't care what nobody else say, I'm not dealing no more with no impossibility. Everything possible to me, because my faith is in the cross, in the blood, in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing gonna stop me.
Nothing.
Jesus looking unto them said, with men it is impossible. Oh my God, is that true? With men, it is impossible. With men, I ought to preach that. With men, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Now, hear where your faith come in at now. Y'all ready? Y'all read them other two scriptures, Matthew 9:26, Mark 10:27, about the teacher now. You read it? Mark 9:23. Those two verses, nothing now without this voice. Mark 9:23. See? Now, here where your faith come in at. Here where your faith connect to Matthew 19:26 and Mark 10:27. Here's how you connect. Jesus said unto him, that's the man with that boy, that the disciple, if thou can believe, if thou can use your faith in my finished work, yeah, come on here. Yeah. How many things?
All.
Possible to him, to me, that believe it, that know how to use my faith properly, that knows that my faith not just in the word, not just in the Bible, but my faith is in the finished work of Christ, which is the completion of the Bible, which is the completion of every miracle, completion of every sign, completion of every wonder. So, Word of Life and partners and everybody connected with this ministry, this is the day that all impossibilities vanish from your life. Because your faith is ever increasing through the finished work of Christ. That's a powerful statement, man. Your faith is unending. And so everything that has been done now comes alive to you. Because you know it's not God who has to do it now. It's you have to do it. You have to give God your faith, then it's already done. Oh my, let's go to another one. Don't y'all miss this. I feel the glory gonna fall on this one. Three things you must know about faith. Or recognizing three supernatural ingredients in faith. Three, the Holy Ghost revealed it to me in prayer time. Three, we're about to add three supernatural ingredients to your faith. In all my years of preaching, 47 years, I never saw those three supernatural ingredients till the Holy Ghost. I started praying about you and praying about this morning. And they're found in a favorite scripture, but they're going to make your faith supernatural from this day forward. You're going to have so much fun in dealing with problems. When I reveal this to you, the devil whole system is going to be upset. Why did he get a chance to tell them this? Three things, and a very sample. I never in my lifetime have seen them applied to faith as we're about to do now. Because I want you to get this statement. Three things you must know about faith are recognizing three supernatural ingredients in your faith. John 14:6. I love the Holy Ghost, man. John 14, these three things you're going to add to your faith, you're going to be such a powerful woman. I feel the Holy Ghost. You're going to be such a powerful man, such a powerful preacher. You're going to be such a powerful witness, winning people for Christ with these three ingredients of your faith. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I add the way to my faith this morning. The way in every situation. I know the way. I know how things gonna work out. Because I'm adding the powerful revelation of the Trinity ingredients in my faith. I'm adding Jesus the way to my faith. Every time my faith has to do something, my faith know the way because I got Jesus the way added to my faith. Jesus, the way. I'm adding to my faith. Jesus, the way. I'm adding to my faith.
Yes.
Twice in green. Jesus, the way. Out of this situation, out of this problem, out of this pandemic. Jesus is the way. I'm adding a way to my faith. Someone said he'd make a way out of no way. If there had not been a path, he'll make a new path. So whatever you're dealing with, what it look like, I want you to add the ingredients of the way to your faith.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know the next one.
That's good, sir.
Y'all know the next one. Y'all know the next one. Y'all looking at it.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? I'm not adding only, notice he said, I am the way.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to be the way someday.
Yes, sir.
I am the way. Everybody say, I am the way. So whatever issue, whatever project, whatever family situation, whatever financial situation, whatever a bodily ailment you're dealing with, whatever confusion you're dealing with, add the way to it. Add the way to it. I dare you. Add the way to it. Meditate the way. Meditate Jesus being the way.
Yes,
meditate he's unstoppable.
Yes, yeah.
Undefeatable. What the word is?
Yes.
Unstoppable, undefeatable, unbeatable.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's what they were singing this morning.
Yes.
We just want to keep singing it.
Absolutely.
Then my brother and sister, the next one you add to your faith, ever increasing faith,
yes,
through the finished work of Christ, truth. Truth, oh my, truth, oh my, that's John 8:32 there, truth,
yeah.
You shall know the truth,
yeah,
and the truth shall set your faith free,
yeah.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set your faith free, no matter what you're fighting against, the truth will knock it out, the truth. I'm not based on a great preacher. I'm not based on a great sermon. My faith is not based on a great song. My faith is based on the truth.
Yes.
Jesus is the truth of my faith. Jesus is the Jesus is the truth of my faith. Jesus is the truth. Not facts, truth.
Come on, God.
Then the life of your faith.
Yes, sir.
Do your faith have real life? See, your faith has to have resurrection life in it. And that's the life of Christ. That's the death, burial, and resurrection. See, you have dunamis power in your faith. Dunamis power is the resurrection. That's why Paul said in Philippians 3:10 that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Your faith, karabashata, your faith has resurrection power in it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so good, Lord.
Yes.
That life, that third ingredient is the life of Christ.
Yep.
And its resurrection power is going in my faith right now. God dug it. I don't care what you're dealing with, you got the answer. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life, I'm adding to my faith so I can operate, my faith can operate in the finished work of Christ. The ingredients that make my faith alive, the ingredients that make nothing impossible to my faith, is I have added to it the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. 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 All right, let's get another point here. You have the ordained rights to live the faith of life. The faith life, no, let me give you it again. You have the ordained rights to live the faith life of Christ covered by grace. The faith life, grace hold you when your faith going on. When your faith working on something, grace hold you. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Are you getting this?
Yes.
developing ever-increasing faith through the finished work of Christ. It go on and on and on and on. You've added the way. You've added the truth. You added the life. Now, you let me give you this point again. You have the ordained rights to live the faith life of Christ covered by grace. There in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Now you can underline this because this is found in another scripture, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now you're going to tell you how Christ lives in you. And the life which I now live, this is how Christ lives in me. In the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, now, when your faith is ever increasing through the finished work of Christ, you begin to live by the faith of the Son of God. She said, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave, see, that's it right there. And that's the finished way. Gave himself for me. See, that's the finished way. So he said, my faith live in he loved me and gave himself for me. I live in the finished work of Christ. Now, the next verse. See, don't permit your faith to frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Now, here, another set of notes I wrote about this, but I'm going to tell you, faith keep you functioning in the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is I have a divine right to everything that God has.
Yeah.
So I'm functioning. My faith now, my faith on no matter what situation I'm dealing with, my faith is, I'm going to give you 9 sermons this morning. My faith is functioning in the righteousness of God.
Yes.
Not only is my faith functioning in the way, the truth, and the life, the blood, and the cross, and the resurrection. But my faith, now, every time I'm operating in faith, turn with me. I'm going to show you. Turn to Romans 1:16. See, faith must know righteousness. Faith must not ever live in condemnation. Because faith, listen, hear me. Faith knows about forgiveness.
Come on, sir. Wow.
Faith knows, it's used this word that is not used in the church much. Faith knows about repentance.
Right.
Faith knows that you're going to make a mistake sometime. But God, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ paid for that all. Yeah, so you don't stay in the land of condemnation. Let the conviction bring you back in confidence. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Righteousness has to be understood. Justification has to be understood. Not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit has to be understood. That's why, I'll read this in a minute. That's why I said Jesus in Acts 10:38 was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. What the and power is? I thought the Holy Ghost was the power. No, the Holy Ghost and resurrection power.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You got to know that you're anointed with the Holy Ghost and resurrection power. Your faith got to know that I'm anointed with the Holy Ghost and resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
Two undefeatable substance.
Yes, sir.
Shh.
That's good, sir.
So here, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's what your faith got to operate. Go to the next verse. Give me the 17th verse. I want to see the 17th verse. See, faith, saints, listen. Faith must always be a righteousness act.
Yeah.
When you operate in faith, you must push the righteousness of God out to know that you're operating, and I'm ordained to whip this. I'm ordained to have this.
Yes, yes, sir.
I'm ordained to win.
Yes, yes, sir.
Because of his righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. See, his righteousness is my righteousness, and my faith functions in righteousness. For there, if he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be what? Made the righteousness of God in him. See, if you don't know you're the righteousness of God, if you let Satan condemn you because you argued a little bit last week, that was your body from under control, man. You just bring it back. Bring it back home. Bring it back home. Bring it back home. Bring it back home. I declare everyone in the sound of my voice, if you're under any kind of condemnation, I jerk the slack out of you this morning. And another thing is, I'm calling you to repent. If the Holy Spirit showed you something, you said something wrong or you gossip, just repent. Get that mess out of your life so you can walk in your righteousness. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I already told you Paul revealed a trinity of faith. Let's look at it. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7, the trinity of faith. In every situation, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul revealed the trinity of faith. I have fought a good fight. Faith always fight a good fight. What make the fight good? I'm going to win.
Yeah. That's good,
sir. So that's the trinity of faith. The faith need to know how to fight.
Right.
As long as we're in this world. My job this morning to tell you always going to have a faith fight. To live like God wants you to live, fear and other things come up, but facts come up, but keep fighting the faith fight. Hallelujah. That's the trinity of faith. The trinity of faith is you must fight to win. Then the second part is, you see, faith always know that faith going to finish. I finished my course. See, everything you go through is a faith course. It's a class you got to pass. You so burdened down about trying to get the thing off you. No, just pass the class. Yeah, you see, we fight. Lord, get me out of there. Lord, get me out of there. God, let my faith work.
That's right.
Amen. Be of good courage. He haven't failed nobody yet. Listen to me. Listen. Paul revealed the trinity of faith. Did you get that? What I'm doing now is revealing the trinity of faith. Faith must fight. Faith must finish. And faith must be kept. That's the whole course of faith. Listen to me. That's the whole course of faith. Faith must fight. Faith must finish. And faith must be kept.
Yeah.
That's the whole code. See, anything you're going through right now, you're right there. Anything, anybody going through right now, you're right there. I have fought a good fight. Keep fighting. Finish the fight. And when the fight is over, keep the faith. For the next fight. And just go to 1, 2, 3. It's very simple. And I sense 1, 2, 3. Whatever you're dealing with is always 1, 2, 3. Fight the good fight of faith. Finish the fight. Then go back to faith.
Yep.
That ain't good preaching.
Yeah, it's good.
I turned my licensing. Now, I'm not going to be able to get much further. I'm about to say something now that's going to work me a little while. Turn to James chapter 1. This is part of the scripture that I'm praying about what to do about us reassembling. God has given me some wisdom of how to do it properly. We got a lot of space in this church, and we got a lot of this church has been sanitized with You don't even have to touch the soap dispenser. The soap just come in your hand. You don't have to touch the water. Put your hand, the water come on in your hand. Well, so we got it ready. We're just waiting on God. But in James chapter 1, I want you to write this down. Oh, my God. How to rest when your faith is being tested. How to rest. I'm going to give you some ingredients here, powerful ingredients. I'm just going to read the chapter and start giving you some powerful ingredients. How to rest when your faith is tested. James chapter 1, the first verse says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribe which are scattered abroad, greeting. I want you to underline the word scattered. We scattered right now. Scattered. But it's just a faith test. Scattered. My brethren, counted all joy, all right? Mm-hmm. Counted all joy is an ingredient that you have to have in your faith when you're going through diverse temptation.
Yes, sir.
Diverse test. Count it all joy. Count it joy because you know how it's going to come out.
Yes, sir.
All right? And that's what we got to do right now. Even in this pandemic, you're at home. But count it all joy that we're going to come out fine. People wearing masks everywhere. Hawaii, China. I mean, it's all over the world they're wearing masks.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then he says, now, when you have a faith test, there are certain things you must know. You see the next verse? Knowing this. See, you're not going to pass the test unless you know this. That the trying of your faith work is patience. So there are times when you're operating in faith, you need patience. Don't get, because it happened in 7 days, don't get upset. You have need of patience. And I'm told the scripture said, through patience, you possess your soul. Because that's the only thing that will give you trouble, your soul and your body. Your spirit just sit back and look and say, we got this. So I want you to see this, you have to have knowledge, knowing this. The knowledge is that whatever coming against you is just trying. Y'all ain't missed that. Oh, man. Whatever is against you right now is just trying. And here's something else. And hoping you don't know who you are.
Wow.
And hoping that you'll never hear a message like this.
Come on, sir. Come on.
With them three ingredients. The way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, sir. That's so good.
Yep. Those three things that you added to your faith. Love, power, and a sound. Let me say it this way. Excellent soul. A soul that know how to connect to your spirit. Clean soul. A soul without wounds. I'm going to talk about that. Knowing this. You see, a lot of time, faith is broken down because a person don't know. You have to know. Everything that attack you, I'm going to say two things, is trying and it's temporary. Getting my baptism in me now. Is anybody out there hearing me?
Yes.
You're just trying. You ought to be shouting now. Whatever episode you're going through, whatever the enemy trying to use against you, he's just trying. He already know he is defeated. And you have to know what you're going through is just temporary. This pandemic is just temporary. It got too many righteous people in the world for this pandemic to destroy us. Is a righteous woman in California. Is a righteous woman in China. Is a righteous man in Hawaii. Is a righteous man in New York. There's a remnant that this pandemic cannot destroy us. Our faith is bringing us through. He's only trying to destroy the whole world. But he can't destroy the whole world because God put the rainbow in the sky. And so nothing else gonna be able to destroy the whole world. I wish I had somebody praying with me. I'm teaching and preaching this morning. This pandemic cannot whip faith. Faith knows the way. Faith knows the truth. Faith knows the life. Faith knows the power. Faith knows the love. Faith knows how to have a sound mind. Nothing can whoop the child of God who increasing in faith. Instead of decreasing, we're increasing. It built our faith muscle. Our God brought us through this. Faith don't live by experience. Faith live by truth. Faith say the truth keep marching on. Hallelujah. Let me close. Let me close. Sit down, Boyta. Hallelujah. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work patient.
Yes, sir.
But let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have her complete work. Let patience complete the maturing of your faith. There's nothing wrong, my brothers and sisters, coming through the storm. It's when the storm take you over. I was sitting with some men, they talking about the new men up there, talking about the thing headed for New Orleans. I said, no. They said, well, everybody getting prepared. I said, I didn't say nothing. I said, not me. Because I'm going to stop it out there in the water somewhere in the name of Jesus. Now you got so many people saying the storm coming. But I'm glad one of us can put 1,000 to flight and two of us can put 10,000 to flight because you got some people out there, oh, here it come. Look at that. Like the news media is a prophet. He ain't no prophet.
That's right.
Listen to the prophet. Stop the thing, man, in Jesus' name. Let me find a jumping off place, Junior. I got a clothes, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got blessed this morning. I'm blessed, man. Now what? Listen. We're dealing with how to rest when your faith is being tested. James 1. James 1 through 8. I want you to put it down. Let me read a little more. And then not only knowledge, not only joy, not only patience, but look at it now. He said in verse 5, your faith need wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom when your faith is being tested, you need the enlightenment and insight of God. Let him ask of God. What he said that give it to all men what? Liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him.
Yes, sir.
So always give your faith the wisdom squeeze. Let wisdom hug your faith. When it looks like you don't know what to do, just let wisdom put its arm around your faith and it'll whisper something in your ear. Make this step. Man. So anybody dealing with anything right now, you're a child of God. You're walking in the righteousness of God. And that thing don't seem like it want to get right. Ask God for wisdom. Apostle, you preaching this morning. Thank God. I let God take over. Let God take over. Really not apostle. Let God take over. If you get blessed, don't blame me. This is your day to come out that gloom.
Come on, sir.
Come out that gloom situation.
Come on, sir.
Love your family. Ask the Lord to help you love your family. But it says, look what faith does. Look what faith does in a faith fight. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that waveth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. The problem will turn you upside down. But for let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. That's not you. We're not talking to you. A double-minded man. You're not double-minded, are you? Is unstable in all his ways. Let me give you this. We talk about how to rest when your faith is being tested, right? Let me show you this one. Here is how faith look operating in the finished work of Christ. You want to see that one? Here's how faith look operating in the finished work of Christ. Let me give you that one, then I'll close. Write this down. Faith, and you got to go over this over and over again before you realize it. And I'm going back to the other one and give you a scripture and I'll close. Faith is the seed that activate and access the finished work of Christ. So this morning, the Lord wanted to see faith as a seed. Faith brings the harvest of miracles, signs, and wonders, and answers that you need. Faith is the seed that activate and access the finished work of Christ. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. Now, my brother and sister, with this message, if you can't get out, you never was in. What you got to do is go back over this message. Listen to it. Romans 5 and 1. Here's how faith look operating in the finished work of Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith. See that? Huh? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, faith keep you in peace. Righteousness, peace, faith keep you. Second verse. By whom also we have access by faith. Underline access by faith. Now look where faith takes you to. Into this grace. Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, my brother in verse 3, but we glory in tribulation. What? Also, knowing, remember James, right? That tribulation works my faith muscles. Because the longer you have to hold that weight up, when you get rid of it, you're going to be strong when it leaves. So tribulation and tests and temptation are faith exercise. Verse 4, and patient experience. See, your faith needs some experience. And experience, hope. This is the way to finish work in faith operating in the finished work. And then the verse 5, oh my God. And hope. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel, faith will never make you ashamed. Hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Those five verses, it tells us how faith look operating in the finished work of Christ. You got that?
Yes,
you see, it tells us, you read that, say, I want to know how faith look operating in the finished work. Just read those five verses. Then go back and read James, and you know that everything you're dealing with is the enemy trying you, because he know he's already defeated. Feed on that. To Word of Life members, I'm getting to missing you too much right now. I don't see your faces. I think we're close now. I think we're getting closer and closer. Just don't be in fear. Because whenever the Lord do tell us to start coming back, we're not coming back all at one time. But coming back by families. Right now, my staff family, I'm working on that. And then I got to bring my praises back in and my team back in. I'm just listening. So y'all, I put it out that we're praying. James chapter 1, I think Romans chapter 5. And there's another scripture I give you. I can't It's in Hebrews, Hebrews 10. I'll give you some verses out of that. So God bless you. And remember, let me give it to you one more time. I'm real serious at this time. Developing ever-increasing faith through the finished work of Christ.